20 years ago, it was a hot Washington Wednesday when a quarter of a million people assembled on the Mall to hear Dr. Martin Luther King's dream of racial harmony. Today, to commemorate the Civil Rights March of 1963, a crowd just about that big gathered in the same place in the same kind of Washington heat. This march was for jobs, peace, and freedom, and NPR's Scott Simon was there.
A full generation following the first march on Washington, it was still the face of the late Dr. Martin Luther King that was the signature of today's event. It was stenciled onto posters and banners, for sale on buttons and t-shirts. Even Dr. King's voice was heard frequently over the speakers of portable tape players. Marchers had begun to gather in the parks and streets along Constitution Avenue shortly after dawn this morning, and Heritage Huntley is a college student from Wilmington, Delaware.
I'm here today, million other Americans here today to demand justice, to see to it that Dr. Martin Luther King's dream is no longer deferred, to demand peace, jobs, and freedom.
How old are you?
18 years old. For me, I'm also here. I mean, I realize the historical value of this. I know that this too will be in the history books, and I'll be able to tell my children, yes, I was there to demand justice.
Jiton Bradley arrived with her husband and three children. They'd driven in from their home in nearby Reston, Virginia.
I was here 20 years ago, and I think I forgot a lot of what happened 20 years ago. And somehow, being in a suburban middle-class milieu, we kind of forgot. We kind of forget sometimes from whence we come and really how far we have to go and where a lot of others of us still are. And so we came here today to participate and sort of make a statement that, you know, we believe in humankind and we think that there should be more opportunities for everybody.
Now, your two children who are here grew up in a world that I guess was
very different.
You grew up in. Uh-huh. In part because of that march 20 years ago you were at?
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that helped precipitate some of the changes that are taking place. And I don't know whether it's fortunate or unfortunate that they don't know about what happened then or some of the struggle that black folks and other folks had to deal with.
Later in the afternoon, there were speeches and songs to be heard from the massive steel podium set before the Lincoln Memorial. The theme there, too, often seemed to be that the message embodied by Martin Luther King needed to be renewed for another generation of younger Americans. Comedian and social activist Dick Gregory cautioned against comparing the size or the purpose of the two marches two decades apart.
Think about how far we've come in the last 20 years. And don't try to compare this march with the march 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we came here, most of us were scared. We ain't scared today, baby. 20 years ago, when we came here to ask other folks to take care of business. We come here to take care of business ourselves today, and that's what it's about. Think about that when you march.
Andrew Young attended the march 20 years ago as a seminary student. He is, of course, today a former ambassador to the United Nations and the present mayor of Atlanta.
We came as individuals, but we have come back 20 years later as organizations. We come back some 715 national organizations strong, from some 350 cities and towns, and from almost 40 nations of the world. And we're here once again as a massive organizing committee, hopefully a steering committee that will steer America away from death and destruction and toward life and development.
Two decades ago, John Lewis was the head of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He spoke today, though, as a member of the Atlanta City Council, and he said that Dr. King's concerns for social justice are now a charge to this present generation of Americans who are active for civil rights and peace issues.
We have a mandate from the martyrs who have given their lives in the struggle for human rights. We have a mandate from the masses who have worked together, prayed together, stood up together, sat in together, were beaten together, and went to jail together. We have a mission to create a new agenda for America to create a better world, to create that beloved community.
Although the organizers of today's march had emphasized that the theme of the events today, as it was 20 years ago, could be most simply expressed in the words jobs, peace, and freedom, many of the marchers who linked arms and walked the dozen city blocks between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial were more specific in their interpretation. There were groups marching in support of peace in Central America, the expansion of solar power, homosexual rights, women's rights. Albert Areña from the Farabundo Martí Liberation Front in El Salvador addressed the crowd.
We shall overcome. We must overcome. We will overcome. Long live the dream of Martin Luther King. Long live the unity of the struggles of the North and Central American people. Long live jobs, peace, and freedom.
William Wimpesinger, who's head of the Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union, was one of those speakers today who drew a direct line in his remarks at President Ronald Reagan.
Fools are in command today. Fools occupy the highest offices in the land. Fools doublespeak peace while escalating nuclear tyranny. Fools have turned our ship of state into a ship of fool's gold as it steams heedlessly toward nuclear Armageddon. And we can begin here today the process of throwing the fools out.
And the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who says that he's contemplating his own run for President of the United States, spoke out mostly about what he sees as the need to elect more black public officials.
We are not fighting for welfare. We are fighting for our share, and our time has come. Black America, Hispanics, women, change your mind. Our day has come. Don't let them break your spirit. Hold on to your dreams. Use what you got. Turn on the Reagan. Turn to each other. Our day has come. You march on. Don't let them break your spirit. We will rise, never to fall again. From slave ship to championship. March on. From the outhouse to the state house, to the courthouse, to the White House. We will march on. March on. Dream on. March on. Dream on. Our time has come. Thank you very much.
At this hour, the program of the march is coming to a close. The attendance today has been estimated at anywhere between 200,000 and 400,000 people, or probably larger than the march in 1963. As the summer sky behind the Abraham Lincoln Memorial darkened, singer Stevie Wonder took up the stage to urge that the birthday of the late Dr. Martin Luther King be made a national holiday, and then he led the assembled in a simple and sweetly expressed birthday greeting.